Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Vote on whether or not to accept the recommendations of our commissioner to withhold pay up to and including withholding pay from all of the school board members as well as the superintendent. Do you understand that portion of this? I need to know that before I vote.
So the first voice you hear was Manny Diaz, the Commissioner of Education in the state of Florida for the State Board of Education. And then the second voice you heard there was Esther Byrd, one of the board members, basically in stunned disbelief at the Escambia County School Board for the inability to get a deal done with Charter Schools USA for the Warrington Middle School. First, you had Manny Diaz saying, hey, it's been a decade. What is the problem? We are out of patience, and basically threatening to withhold the pay of the school board members and the superintendent if they didn't get a deal done in the next 48 hours. This is yesterday morning at 9:45 our time. So by tomorrow morning at 10:45 Eastern time or 9:45 our time. And Esther Byrd just like, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Like, do you understand what's happening right here? You know, and just kind of barely an answer from the superintendent or Paul Fetsko, the chairman of the school board, that were there, like, just kind of all mealy-mouthing around. And finally, Ryan Petty, one of the school board members, says, look,
it's been well over a year, and while I understand there were critical issues during negotiations, you've had over a year to get these things resolved, and you come here today telling us that it's just now in the last couple of days that you've been able to resolve these things. I find your negotiation to be either incompetent or completely disingenuous, and I'm just going to call it out like I see it.
Wow. You know, I thought they got taken to the woodshed the last time they had a meeting. It was way worse yesterday. You know, it was basically they were fumbling over themselves to see who could penalize the school district the fastest. Like, seriously, when the vote came down, because the deal was they were going to give them 48 hours, and if they didn't have a resolution, they were going to wipe out everybody's salary for a year, and they were going to say, you have to report to us every single day until you get this fixed. That was going to be the vote. And here's kind of how the tone of that vote went. You ready?
All right. Can I get a motion to approve Commissioner Diaz's recommendation?
So moved.
This is motion. Second.
Like,
all in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay.
That's going to be a negative.
The motion passes.
Like, anybody want to move this? Me. Anybody want to say me? Like, they couldn't do it fast enough. They were so angry at the school board for a decade of failure at Warrington Middle School. Meanwhile, Tim Smith in this meeting, the first time I have ever heard him get passionate about anything. He says, how dare you talk to us like that? How dare you say we're disingenuous?
We waited for that March 1st. My team was ready to go on March 1st. The charter agreement did not come in. And I have told you this before. And then in mid-March, we were told, oh, we might have something then. It did not happen then either. So then I took action to try to jumpstart this issue. So it really disturbs me that you're implying we are incompetent and we don't care. There is nothing further from the truth. We significantly care, and it is just offensive that our public is listening to this here, and you're telling us that we do not care about the children at Warrington Middle School. Sir, that is just wrong.
But, you know, it's not like these school, the Board of Education members are going to back down from this. Manny Diaz says...
So to say that you don't appreciate these comments, I think the problem here is that responsibility falls solely on the Escambia School District for not only failing to reach this contract now, but it's been a decade. This is not a new issue. This is not something that was thrust upon you or the department control. This is statute, and you have chosen all of these options and have failed to do that. It is thoroughly shocking to hear that a contract was not an item recommended for today's meeting. It is obviously the decision of your board, but for you not to have had a contract proffered.
Yeah, I mean, basically, because Tim Smith was giving him kind of all this long-winded explanation of how we got here, and, you know, we don't even have a scheduled meeting with an agenda item that is on this topic, because it was supposed to be last night was going to be the school board meeting, and they were going to have to add the contract approval as an add-on. And they're like, it's not even on the agenda? Are you kidding? Like, what is wrong with you people? There's a little bit more to this we'll get to in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing a lot right now. Of course, keep in mind that East Bay Boulevard and Navarre closed south of Coppell, the drainage improvement project. Highway 90 clear from Milton at the Pea Ridge into Pace and Lillian Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So the issue here is, in my mind, it's kind of an understand your environment problem. Both Paul Fetsko and Tim Smith did not understand the environment, okay? Because what the state board needed to hear was something like this. Look, we understand this is a very bad situation. We are extremely passionate about getting this done. It just hasn't worked out to this point. We are going to have a vote tonight. I'm going to recommend that we pass the new deal. We think we can get this done tonight. We think Charter Schools USA will come on board. I know y'all are anxious and frustrated about this. So are we. We want to serve these students, but we promise you we can get it done. And hey, by the way, you know what? If we can't, you have every right to punish us. But we are going to do our very, very best to get this. That's the kind of tone you needed. And instead, you got to, well, I'm angry that you yelled at me, you know, which is not what you need to say to your supervisors, right? And then you have Paul Fetsko. Marilyn Magar is one of the members of the board, and she's like, he's already said he can't promise the board's going to support anything because he doesn't speak for them, which is true, but you're kind of at a place where you can't afford to say just that, you know? But what you can say is, like, I'm going to present it to them, and I'm going to advocate for it, and I think they will do the right thing. You can say that. That's fine. That's not the same as speaking for them, and these people are smart. They understand that. But she asks Paul Fetsko, okay, he's going to add this on as an agenda item. You're the only board member we got in front of us. Are you going to vote for this?
I'd also like to ask school board member Fetsko if you would support the addition of this item being placed on agenda, and will you support the contract as presented tonight?
I will support. It is a late add in getting on our agenda.
Of course.
Until I see the contract in its entirety, I can't tell you right this minute that I'm going to vote yay or nay. I will look at it. I believe that if the issue of attendance is resolved, I am very much in favor of having something go through.
Wrong answer, bro. Well, I can't tell you how I'm going to vote on it. I haven't even seen the contract yet because we're all so incompetent around here that a contract came in on Friday and none of us have even seen it yet. The what you say? What? What? No. What you say is this. You say, okay, we are going to add this tonight. We are going to vote on it. I will do my very best to support this. I think we can get it done. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's all you need to say. Because if anything else happens, I mean, that's fine, you know. But, well, you know, I haven't read it yet because I haven't seen it yet because, you know, I'm not quite sure what's in it. I'm not really sure if I can even support it at this point. Good Lord. They just needed you to be confident and assertive and, like, to assure them is what they needed to hear. So everybody left this meeting frustrated. Oh, but this all got so much worse. Because here's the thing. They had the meeting at night and they approved the deal. Which is actually what I thought was going to happen. I thought they were going to get punished, which they did, except it was a 48-hour delay on the punishment. And I thought that the school board would pass the deal, even though none of them had seen it prior to the... It's amazing. How did that not get shared to everybody? I don't understand. That's crazy incompetence. But okay, so fine. In the night meeting, they did approve it. 4-1, David Williams voted against it. That's not what was interesting in the night meeting. was interesting in the night meeting is that all of a sudden at the end of the meeting, Paul Fetsko says, after they do the like annual evaluation of the superintendent, they pass that into, you know, that they all approved that evaluation was appropriate. He recommended firing the superintendent. All of a sudden. Remember Kevin Adams tried to do this back in September? And Paul Fetsko, I think, was the only other one that supported it. It lost 3-2. It didn't even get added to the agenda. Well, now last night, Paul Fetsko, late in the meeting, is like, well, you know, it's time to fire the superintendent. So, and trust me, oh my God, the drama around that. Now, I will tell you, the outcome is they did fire the superintendent with an enormous amount of drama. We'll share those clips with you coming up at 6:35. Trust me. No, can't. I don't have time. Look, blame the clock. Blame the clock. 6:35. Just trust me. It's worth it. 437-1620. And by the way, let me say this one thing. Superintendent Smith has now been terminated. It still remains open whether he might continue a little bit through the end of the month. I don't know. This is all a hot mess. But the one thing I will say is I wish we would have seen more of angry, passionate, defiant, adamant Tim Smith before yesterday. Because that's the guy we needed at times. And he never let that guy come out until he was insulted or angry or losing his job. I wanted to see that guy more often. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, fantastic place to buy cars, okay? You know, Dave Ramsey talks about them. I talk about them. My experience with them is good prices, good people, good service, good aftercare, like everything about it is right. What I think the basic core selling point for Frontier is that they have 300 cars and trucks that are a year, two, 3 years old, in great condition. They only sell A-quality cars and low prices. And the idea there is they're exactly the kind of car that Dave Ramsey recommends. Like, you're going to buy a car that's not new, but it's new to you. The kind of car you would have owned in a year or two if you'd have bought it new, you just didn't have to pay the depreciation. And then you're going to drive it for 10 or 15 years until, you know, it's barely running. And then you replace that with another car like that. That's how I do. Okay, I had a Honda Accord, 330,000 miles, sold it running to my mechanic who fixed it up a little bit and gave it to somebody that was indigent, okay, that needed a car. I took my Honda Accord, Civic that I've got now is like 190,000 miles, and it's like in midlife right now. We took a Grand Caravan 15 years after it had already been like was 6 years old when we bought it or something like that, and you know, drove that to 200,000 miles and replaced that with the Odyssey. These are the kind of cars they sell. So if you want to see them one time, get a great deal, and then see them again in 15 years, Frontier Motors. That's the place. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Sometimes sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
The only good thing about being wounded in the buttocks is the ice cream. That gave me all the ice cream I could eat.
Oh, man. City lights. Come on, you know you want to sing. David looking at us like we're crazy. You don't know Yankee Rose, David? You don't have Eat 'Em and Smile, David Lee Roth solo album after you left Van Halen, right on your top of the list on your Pandora? No?
No, I probably should. Yeah. It's good. All right, I like enough.
It's good.
Mm. It's okay, you know. Oh.
David's right.
Oh, all right.
Let's blaspheme. That's right.
Let's go to traffic first before we come back to this pressing musical issue
this
with
the
David.
Pressing
Candy's
okay.
Got traffic.
Taking a look. The good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. I-10 east and westbound, it's clear. No issues with any on or off ramps. I-110 north and southbound is traveling at posted speeds. David Lee Roth is mean in person. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Sammy Hagar is much nicer, informative, local, dependable.
I judge the music, not the musician. Sorry you let your personal biases interfere with your musical
evaluation. Oh, it totally does, dude. If I ever, I have an extreme story about that band. If I ever see them, I'm going to slap them.
Let me say it this way, okay? Going Crazy and Shy Boy and probably Yankee Rose really belong in the Van Halen canon.
I agree.
Okay, all right, fair enough. We're on the same page. David, not really Roth Wayne, is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
At least three more busloads of asylum seekers arriving in New York City today. Officials are considering putting them in school gyms, and New York City's Mayor Eric Adams says they're looking at upwards of 20 school gyms to house migrants because they're out of shelters. The Department of Justice charging a former Apple employee with stealing autonomous technology on behalf of a Chinese self-driving car company. Weibao Wang worked as a software engineer, was among 2% of Apple's employees that had access to proprietary databases. The DOJ claims that Wang stole Apple's entire autonomy source code, handed it over to the Chinese company. And President Biden presenting 9 people today with the Medal of Valor. That's the nation's top honor for bravery by a public safety officer. 2 New York City police officers that were killed in an ambush, as well as the officer who killed that gunman, are among the recipients. Also being awarded today, 3 New York City firemen, law enforcement officers from Ohio, Texas, and Colorado.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. If you've got a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus, good imports, you pay extra to get them. You do not have to pay extra to keep them. You don't have to pay dealership rates to get it serviced. You don't have to take it across the water, spend the time, the money, all of that. You can go to Bobby Lycus Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. Your domestics, you know, they work on those too, okay? It's not like we're discriminating in favor of the imports. They work on everything. Diesel engines, they work on those. Whatever your car care needs are, take it to Bobby Lycus Auto Service. The website, carclinicservice.com. They were rated a 2021 top-rated service center by Carfax, 4.5 average reviews or above. Again, Bobby Lycus Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 629 north of Scambia.com has this, what I can only describe as a crazy story. You basically have somebody was trying to park at Sacred Heart and got confused. An elderly woman, I think it is, 82-year-old man, my fault, attempting to find a parking space outside the hospital, wound up driving over onto the helipad area by mistake, and then was trying to circle the helicopter, and in the process ran into the helicopter with the car. Yeah, ran into the helicopter. You would think once you're on the helipad, you'd be like, oh, go slow, all okay. But my guess, I am purely guessing, is there was kind of a, oh, crap, panic. They're going to find me. I'm going to lose my light. You know, like those kind of thoughts go through your head. Anyway, the helicopter was inspected before further flight, so apparently not that much damage, no injuries, which is the good news. But I don't know. Maybe there could be bollards, barricades. I don't know. I've never driven that part of the property to see, but wow, that's a good thing it wasn't worse.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After another White House meeting, there's cautious optimism from President Biden and Republican congressional leaders about reaching a deal to raise the debt limit and avoid defaults.
The president says staff-level talks will continue daily, and he intends to check in with congressional leaders by phone during a trip to Japan for the G7 summit. But from Hiroshima, President Biden will return to D.C., cutting short a trip that was also scheduled to include stops in Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Fox's Jared Halpern. We don't know why, but we've now been told who shot people roaming around Farmington, New Mexico, Monday.
The Farmington Police Department identifying Bo Wilson as the 18-year-old who fatally shot three people. The student at Farmington High School was shot and killed by officers after firing on vehicles. Two people who were killed were in their 70s. One was in their 90s.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Two of those victims were a mother and daughter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. It's 71, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Disney arguing that a lawsuit that they're facing should be tossed. The company asking a judge yesterday to dismiss the suit filed by the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. The board that oversees Disney filed that suit after learning that Disney had signed development contracts with its former oversight board, the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Disney says a state law passed after the lawsuit was filed would invalidate the lawsuit. They also say its federal lawsuit against the state predates the Central Florida tourism lawsuit, and the federal suit should take priority. A Florida judge blocking the White House from releasing migrants without court dates. Florida Immigration Coalition's Thomas Kennedy says he believes that could lead to overcrowding at detention facilities.
Republican judicial activism that's attempting to intentionally sabotage our immigration process for political purposes.
And the Florida judge now threatening the Biden administration with contempt over alleged noncompliance with the immigration ruling. Governor DeSantis sending 1,100 law enforcement agents and National Guardsmen to the Texas border.
From really the beginning of the Biden administration, been leaning in on the issue, including helping Texas in the past. And we've offered a number of assets, boats, planes, and personnel to help now. And so we stand by ready to help with that, because I think what you're seeing is going to be really, really bad, potentially very shortly.
And that was the governor yesterday at a press conference right before he signed some human trafficking legislation. Texas Governor Greg Abbott writing a letter to all other states requesting support in the matter. And the governor says he'll be sending 800 National Guardsmen, 200 FDLE agents, and just over 100 state troopers to assist. Well, learning more this week about the direction that the city of Pensacola might be taking with Blake Doyle Skate Park, as security concerns have been raised recently over the number of people using the park after the sun goes down.
I'm going to entertain the idea of having an operator at the skate park, and that is not uncommon for cities. It's not uncommon for the city of Pensacola. We have operators at Roger Scott Tennis Center.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves says that would be his long-term solution, but that could take some time to implement. In the short term, he's looking at extending the park hours until 10 p.m. each night. Well, a box truck carrying a load of milk yesterday overturned on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. The Florida Highway Patrol says that happened when a semi-truck entered the box truck's lane. The driver swerved to avoid a crash. The box truck driver then overcorrected. That driver, a 30-year-old Pensacola man, was not hurt, and apparently the semi-truck did not stop at the scene of that crash. One eastbound lane was closed yesterday for a few hours as the milky crash was cleaned up. The Escambia School District did vote to fire Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith yesterday in a 3-2 vote. That coming after the board had approved a charter agreement with Charter Schools USA to take over Warrington Middle School. Of course, that following a scathing meeting with the State Department of Education earlier in the day. School Board Chair Paul Fetzko making the motion to terminate Smith. That passed in a 3-2 vote. Prior to the vote, Smith fought back against some of the board's allegations, also accused Fetzko of working against him and plotting to remove him from behind the scenes. Smith left that meeting before it concluded. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays, not right now. Looks like Shemuckla Highway, Woodbine, and Berry Hill all clear. There was a bad accident at Five Points yesterday. Of course, not showing anything there now. No slowdowns on Guernsey Road or Giddens Lane either. And East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, closed south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. Hey, if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We're going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today, starting in the afternoon, lasting into the evening hours. 60% chance of rain with a high near 86. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of a stray afternoon shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 84. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Small rain chance for Friday afternoon with a high near 84. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
71 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Chrysler parent Stellantis is recalling 132,000 of its Jeep Cherokee SUVs because an electrical issue in the hatch poses a fire hazard. Michigan automaker Fiat Chrysler says some Jeep Cherokee models made between 2014 and 2016 may have an electrical short in their power liftgate module that could cause the vehicles to catch fire whether the engine is running or not. No reports of accidents or injuries tied to the recall have been reported. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing Hyatt Hotels for violating state law by marketing hotel rooms at prices that were not available to the public. Paxton says Hyatt is charging consumers mandatory and unavoidable fees in addition to the hotel rate in a manner that was unlikely to alert consumers at the time of booking. In Texas, Hyatt operates 75 hotels. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Escambia County is full of opportunities, and your next opportunity could be right around the corner.
On Thursday, May 18th, Escambia County is hosting a career fair from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center. This is your opportunity to speak with hiring managers and apply for your next career in person.
See our current openings and learn more at myescambia.com/careers.
We'll see you at the Escambia County Career Fair on May 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
There's something new at Peak Boar Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Boar Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
The price for tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
I'm making a motion to terminate the superintendent's contract as of May 31st of 2023 and asking Mr. Leonard to step in as an interim superintendent until we could go through a process to recruit.
So Paul Fetsko last night, chairman of the board, after all of the meeting, after they had approved the Warrington Middle School Charter Schools USA contract and the lease, both approved 4-1 against David Williams' nay vote. Paul Fetsko, they took in the evaluation for the superintendent, and they took that in, and then he says, I want to fire the superintendent. Patty Hightower.
The evaluations showed there were various areas that Superintendent Smith needs some improvement in. I had a very good conversation with him as we discussed the evaluation. I believe that it is, as we do with our own staff, when you identify areas of need for improvement, we put a plan together to determine how we would evaluate whether those improvements were made.
Yeah, you say, here's what needs working on, here's the plan to get there, and let's work on that plan. She says he's working on the strengths and weaknesses of the school board, of the school district, trying to improve things. There's a whole bunch of new legislation going in that he has been tracking that the school district is going to have to adapt to. And she says we need to keep him on in order to adapt to all of that. Kevin Adams, who remember back in September, tried to bring up the question of firing the superintendent, and it never got added to the agenda. He lost that on a 3-2 vote, so it just never even got really discussed. Paul Fetsko had been the one to go with him at that time. The other three voted no on that.
This is tough. I was apartment fence for 38 years. And if we didn't get somebody straightened out pretty soon, we moved on, okay? And one of my problems I have been preaching to him is in my evals, and it started back with that when we first started negotiating. I asked him to either put me or Paul Fetsko in those meetings on that negotiations.
Instead of just Alan Odom, the attorney, I assume he means, and then, you know, Superintendent Smith, he says he didn't tell us what was going on with the charter school deal. He didn't keep us informed. He didn't, you know, show the right persona when he was at the school board meeting at the Board of Education meeting for the state. And he says, look,
I like Superintendent Smith. He's the nicest guy I ever met. But I love my kids and I love my teachers and I love everybody else. And we need to get out of this little mess we've been in, all these little dramas. So that's where I am right now. We need to stabilize the school district and get it back a little bit, because we got big problems anyway besides that. But we surely got to get some sense of normalcy back in the school district.
All right, so that's 2-1 so far. Bill Slayton says,
I'm just remarkable that you would throw the district into this type of turmoil at this particular time. We have a lot of experts that want to act like they know how to run a school district.
He says, look, this is no time to be doing this, having gone through several superintendent switches himself. It's always tumultuous, and you got to give it time to work itself out. But good Lord, why would you do this right before the end of the school year, essentially? And he says the way this is being done is a last-minute add-on. Crazy.
I'm sorry. This is wrong. It's a surprise at the last minute. I'm very disappointed. I almost want to say there's been a sunshine law violation.
Ooh.
That there's got to been a discussion on this.
He's alleging collusion between Kevin Adams and Paul Fetsko over this issue and saying that, look, this is a terrible time for teachers and students and we shouldn't be doing this.
So, no, I certainly can't support it. I can't support it for the administrators, the teachers, the students, and the Scambia County. It's the wrong time, wrong... wrong way to do this.
And listen, I actually agree with him. Regardless of whether you keep Tim Smith or don't keep Tim Smith, yesterday was not the day to do this. You do this over the summer as a pre-announced agenda item that you're going to discuss this. You give people time to have interviews and do their thinking about this instead of throwing it at the school board last minute after the evaluation's filed. On the same day you had this meeting with the Board of Education and when you actually solved the Warrington Middle School thing, at least for now, because you got a contract done with them. We'll come back to this in just a second because, oh, trust me, there's more. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and it looks like everything is running smoothly right now. Certainly watch East Bay Boulevard in Navarre. Again, that's closed south of Coppell for the ongoing drainage improvement project. Local farmer lets you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. Learn more. Follow freshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to the school board meeting. So you got 2-2 so far. You got Kevin Adams and Paul Fetzko are going to vote to terminate the superintendent. Patty Hightower and Bill Slayton say they're not going to vote to terminate the superintendent. David Williams, who was not on the board last September when they tried to do this previously, is on the board now for District 3. He replaced Laura Dorch Edler. He says,
nothing personal against Dr. Smith. I think he's a great educator. But we're losing administrators, we're losing teachers, we're losing students. And it's just anybody would be in a tough situation right now being superintendent. And if we really care as a board, then we do what we think is best. It's tough to make that decision.
If it'd be tough for anybody, then how does that uniquely reflect on Tim Smith's performance? Just a question.
If you're accusing me of sunshine law, I don't speak to any of you. And I don't talk to any of you outside of being in this room. So not on my part. It's no sunshine law. A violation.
I thought that was kind of funny. Like, it's not a sunshine violation for me. I don't talk to any of y'all. That's not possible. Paul Fetzko denies it, too.
And no sunshine law on my part either. The closing statement of the superintendent and I had when we did the one-on-one evaluation, he said, was I going to move to terminate the contract? And I said, yes. But I didn't tell you that, or I didn't tell anybody else that. And I didn't need to.
So he says he's good in classroom matters, good in education, but not good in administration. And then we get to hear from Tim Smith. And remember I told you earlier in the hour that angry Tim Smith showed up at the Board of Education meeting, and I wish we'd have met angry Tim Smith earlier? Well, we met angry Tim Smith again last night as he's on the verge of getting voted out of his job.
Tighten your seatbelts, because here it comes. So let's talk about Charter Schools USA. Mr. Fetzko, you've been a thorn in the side the whole time.
Oh, here we go.
The efforts with this Renaissance Charter Agreement have been horrendous. And there's other things. The pulse of the principals.
Oh, excuse me. This is Paul Fetzko saying why he was going to give the vote, saying that there's a terrible perception of the superintendent and that we're losing principals. I got my numbering all goofed up here. Back to Tim Smith, who had said, you've been a thorn in the side to Fetzko.
Because you haven't been. You were meeting with people, my understanding, at Warrington Middle School to devise another charter. Is that correct?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay.
No, I had somebody at Warrington Middle School come to me to ask me on how you apply for a charter, and I directed that person to the alternative ed department to say, this is where you get this information, this is what a charter application is. I didn't meet with them to do anything different. I answered questions as I would for anybody here.
So that, when you launch into a tirade and you get your first fact wrong, like that's not a good look exactly. But nevertheless,
I think through this entire process, where we've been on shaky ground is some of your statements that have made have impacted the trust factor from Charter Schools USA.
There's no doubt about that.
That's my view of it.
Yeah, when he says, when Paul Fetzko said that, I don't want to work with them. I don't think we should work with them. I can't trust them. They're, all this stuff. He definitely put a wrench in the works on all that.
As we've spoken, I'm the superintendent, so I am responsible for it all. I am, however, not responsible for you. There's been a correlation between you and Mr. Adams. Think about when a lot of this chaotic
these situations happen. Who are the chairman? But yet we don't take responsibility. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault. There's a pattern here.
And he says, look, y'all have been dividing and conspiring and plotting against me.
Some people are just dividers. You have been divisive. Both of you have been out. It started with in the fall. It continued in February. You've been plotting, evidently, behind the scenes. You've got people who come and speak. We can go after example after example.
And he goes into this kind of a lengthy explanation of the books issue. And, you know, if it were personally up to him, he would have pulled all the books, but he was told he couldn't do that. And then they claimed he wasn't doing his job because he wasn't pulling the books when he was trying to follow their policy and the advice of legal counsel, and saying that, you know, he was trying to do the right thing and they were making it impossible for him.
Mr. Fetzko, the other day, I believe you said some laws need to be violated. Because you said the same thing. You wanted me to pull the books. Don't slippery out of this. I don't want to hear it. Don't slippery out of this.
Fine.
I don't need to spin.
That's genuinely worked up Tim Smith. And then he said,
your divisiveness. I'm telling you, there's something bad that exists here. There's something toxic that exists here. You all want to fire me. I think the answer would be for the two of you to resign your positions, really. What's the difference? Is it you or me, right? I guess you outnumber me.
So he says there's all kinds of toxic stuff coming from the podium. He does thank the administrators and the support staff, and he says he's afraid of what's going to happen in the district, and, you know, he's, you know, hopeful for the teachers, but he sees all kinds of horrible stuff coming from the leadership, and again lays into Kevin Adams and Paul Fetzko, and that it's, you know, they basically want to get rid of him and wanted to get rid of him for a while. So then you have the vote, and the vote goes 3-2. David Williams becomes the swing because Laura Dorch Edler didn't want to put it on the agenda back in September. Now David Williams, her replacement, votes to terminate Tim Smith. So 3-2, that's it. He's done, creating what I can only describe as perhaps the most awkward moment in a school board meeting I've ever seen. And that's saying something.
So I've never been fired before. What do I do, leave?
No, you're still there till May 31st.
If I were you, I would.
Yeah.
But you are here until the 31st.
Lest you choose otherwise, sir, but I thought that, never mind what I thought.
So he's packing up.
We still have items left on the agenda. Disciplinary reassignments. First item, A, disciplinary reassignment. Mr. Superintendent, what's your recommendation?
Well, he is not at his place anymore. He has gotten up and walked to one corner of the podium and grabbed some stuff, and then he's walking across the back of them as they're trying to talk to him like he's in the meeting still. It's over, brother. Go home. You know? And you heard Patty Hightower say, I would if I were you. I'd just go home. You know? At least I think. It might have been Eleanor, but I think it would have been Patty Hightower who said that. And then Bill Slayton says, well, Fetzko, you got your wish. Now what?
Have you, since you're in charge now, have you made any decisions on who's running graduations?
Well, I had assumed that Dr. Smith would still be here until the end of May, and he may decide to do that. If he is...
Who's going to find that out?
Pardon me? I will reach out to him or...
That's a good question.
If he's not, then I will turn to the deputy and or Miss Morgan on what they might want to do differently with graduations. Anything else?
Well, it looks like we didn't think this out real well, did we?
You think?
I think we thought it through a long, long time. We are adjourned.
This is entirely the wrong way to do this. Again, you put this on the agenda in June or July when school is out and cooler heads and you're out of the mess with Warrington and Charter Schools USA. Why last night as an add-on? This is nuts. This is no way to run business. And I feel bad for Tim Smith. I don't know what to say. I think they probably would have come to the same decision in June, but it would have been a lot more orderly to do it that way. So there you go. Last night, fired the superintendent. And now who's running the show? Well, they put the assistant in, I guess. We'll see. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WinGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Gas 353, Florida's 345, Mississippi is 297, and California is 479, and Navarre 307 east at the Walmart, 305 west at the Walmart. There's a weird jump going on. I don't know what's going on. The Murphy at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge is terrible right now, 325, but if you go a little farther east, the Tom Thumb down the way is at 305. I don't know if there's a price jump going on. Anyway, 325 in Gulf Breeze proper at the Exxon, 298 at the Sefco in Milton. Go north, young man. If you're at the Murphy and P Ridge, it's 325. That's hot. Yeah, there's something going on. Prices are going up today, I tell you. So get your gas early if you can. The Cumberland Farms, as your way through Pace, has 309. I think that's a member price, though, so I don't know what the regular price is. 293 at the Walmart on 9 Mile. Meanwhile, the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29 has 325. There's your split. So we're looking at a quarter price jump today. I don't know why. 303 at the Shell at Pace and Cervantes coming in from the southwest side. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen. At the lowest out-the-door price, your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Candy has traffic.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Everything seems to be running smoothly. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden canceling visits to Australia and Asia due to debt ceiling talks. The White House says the president informed Australia's prime minister and that he's postponing his trip until next week. Republicans in North Carolina overriding their governor Roy Cooper's veto of an abortion bill. The state-led GOP General Assembly voted to allow a 12-week abortion ban to become law. And there's a hearing today to decide on the legal status of mifepristone. A three-judge panel will decide on the legal status of that pill, which was originally approved back in 2000.
All right. Thanks so much, David. A quick future news here, Candy. Do you think there are any ethics violations any of these board members get pulled by the governor?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And there's no recall provision, I don't think, either. So it's just election time next time around. Will Warrington Middle School do well as a charter school?
Yes.
Is it possible Charter Schools USA pulls out because of all the hijinks with the superintendent last night?
I didn't know. Can they?
I don't know if the contract's executed or signed or whether they could. I mean, I just don't know the answer to that. Base Commander Terry Shashetti joins us next to talk about opening the base.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.